The Natural Resources Conservation Service Working Lands for Wildlife Initiative has another batching date coming up this Friday, January 18th. And Alabama NRCS resource conservationist John Curtis says in the past, the program has been very popular for Alabama farmers and ranchers.
We had a tremendous turnout last year. We received over $6 million in applicants, and we only had about $3 million to spend. This year, we've been allocated $4 million, so we hope to help, you know, quite a few more people.
And Curtis adds that the program allows for some great flexibility.
And it primarily focuses on planting longleaf pine, managing existing stands of longleaf pine, you know, burning them or thinning, or if you need to go in and plant some native grasses in those longleaf stands or either on other sites. So there's a wide variety of things you can do to promote wildlife habitat and especially focus on the gopher tortoise.
The program is statewide, however.
Priority is for the southern part of the state, basically south of Montgomery, south of Highway 80, but anybody in the state is eligible to sign up, so it's not limited.
For those interested,
just go by your local NRCS office and tell them you want to sign up for we call it the Gopher Turtle Program, and fill out an application.
More info can also be found online at al.nrcs.usda.gov. However, again, that batching deadline for this round of funding is coming up this Friday, January 18th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.